All right. Well, as we get ready to get started, I'd like to thank everybody for coming on to join us in our little talk on how to get different kind of publicity and how to augment your business in different ways. I had the pleasure of working with our star on the phone tonight, Mr. Burke Allen. He's helped me a couple of times. In the last few months, I've been on the Jim Bohannon Show, which is a nationally syndicated radio show, and supposed to go on for 20 minutes. I end up staying on for 90. That was a fun evening, and I've been on several other really big radio stations in different parts of the country. And I know I've got a couple more coming up. And so a lot of people wonder how I got these things. Well, tonight we'll be talking to the guy that helped steer me in that direction and changed how I thought about how to get this kind of publicity. I've always built my businesses built on advertising, which can be good in the right market. But everything's changing, as we all know, with the Internet and with the cost of advertising and everything else. So we have an expert on the line. Mr. Burke Allen spent his whole life in the media business. So first I'm going to ask Burke if he can tell us a little bit about himself and how he got into being, I know he was a DJ, and then how he got into that, and then how he got into building this media company that he has now.
Hey, Will. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the call, and I will tell you folks that I am married to a hypnotist, a guild member, who is also a registered nurse and a motivational speaker, and so I have a great respect for what the folks on the call do, and I, from the bottom of my heart, want to say thank you for having me on tonight. You're right. I was a little baby DJ. I grew up in the coal fields of southern West Virginia, and while I very much respected my uncles and my grandfather and all the members of my family for being coal miners, I think it's a very honorable occupation. It certainly was not the one for me, so I looked for other ways to make a living and a way to get out of that little coal mining town, and started on the radio as a DJ and air personality when I was 14 years old. And down through the last, 25 years or so, have held pretty much every position in broadcasting, both in radio and television, from an on-air personality to a music director, promotions director, station manager. Our sister company owns a couple of small radio stations now as well. And along the way, we worked with an awful lot of expert media guests. And so in the early part of this decade, we formed Allen Media Strategies, which is based here in Washington, D.C., and we work with media personalities, New York Times bestselling authors, self-published authors, musicians, singer-songwriters, actors, both in television and movies, information marketers, political figures, and others to get their message across in the media. And what we do that's a little different, Will, from the way that you traditionally ran your business, is we concentrate on free media exposure. And as you mentioned, you know, the media world is changing, and it's very difficult to match the advertising budget of a Coca-Cola, a Visa, an American Express, a McDonald's. So while everybody else is zigging, we teach our clients how to zag and how to generate free media attention. And you can find out more about us at AllenMediaStrategies.com. And later on in the call, I'm going to direct your folks to join me at FreeMediaExpert.com and see some of the subliminal marketing and advertising that we do.
Right. Great. Well, what I'd like to get started with, because a lot of us may not understand all the nuances of this business, let me ask a question about, you know, what's the difference between advertising and publicity?
Sure. That's a great question. Advertising certainly has its place. That is essentially when you purchase commercial inventory from a newspaper, radio station, television station, a web outlet. And the great thing about advertising is you control the message 100%. You know, you have complete editorial control over the content, and depending on the size of your budget, you control the frequency that message gets out there. And that's why a company like McDonald's can really drum in their message. You know, why Burger King, a Pizza Hut, an Exo, Windows XP, or Microsoft, any of those major companies can really drum their message in because they can afford to buy the frequency of advertising, and they completely control the message. Marketing and publicity is something quite a bit different, especially in the way we do it. That is, publicity and public relations in its truest form is free marketing and advertising. That's marketing that you don't pay for, and it's the equivalent to a mass media word-of-mouth campaign. And as many of the folks on the call can attest, truly the best form of advertising remains, word-of-mouth, customer referrals. And that's exactly what this is. This is what we call editorial content. So think of it this way. Anytime you're watching Fox News Channel, CNN, David Letterman, The Today Show, Good Morning America, and you see one of the hosts interview somebody about a particular subject or topic, well, they didn't just grab somebody out of the phone book. Those people have actively campaigned to appear on those television shows, on radio shows all over the country, to get their message and point of view across, and they didn't pay a dime for it. That national radio show that you just did, Will, on the CBS Westwood One Network, the Jim Bohannon Show, that's on in over 400 cities across America. Every major city to every small town in America has the Jim Bohannon Show. And to buy 90 minutes worth of advertising time on that show will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. You got 90 minutes, and it didn't even cost you a phone call. They called you, so you didn't have to pay for the phone call. So that's the difference. Advertising, you control completely because you pay for it. Marketing and public relations, that's free. Now, here's the downside. The media is looking for, with these interviews, a certain kind of content. It really needs to be in the pocket, and that's what we teach our clients how to do here at Allen Media Strategies.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, how can a smaller business, because most of us, when we got our practices going, like Rich over in Port St. Lucie, Mr. Stanford up in Washington State, we have small practices and coaching courses and that. How can a small business compete with some of these larger markets or marketing companies?
That is the, as they say, the million-dollar question. And the key to me is to be very, very judicious with the money you spend in advertising. Be really careful with those dollars. Because on a dollar cost averaging standpoint, for the gentleman in Washington State, for the gentleman down in Florida, and all the folks that are on the call tonight, I would imagine it's going to be very, very difficult for you to match the marketing heft of the budget that a Fortune 500 company has, or even a really well-run local or regional business. So when you spend money to advertise, you need to be very strategic and surgical. And we do have clients that work with Allen Media Strategies, and we manage their advertising buy. And we tell those folks, be very careful in how you place that advertising. And I'll give you a couple of quick tips for the folks who do advertise and spend money on an advertising budget because you don't have unlimited dollars. You need to be very surgical with your placement. Make sure, first of all, that you spend dollars in a place where folks who are likely to utilize your service will be consuming that media. And, Will, we call those folks persuadables. For example, if you own a nightclub, you're certainly not going to advertise on CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network. It's a bad buy. You want to fish where the fish are. The next tip that I would give you is use concentration of force. Concentration of force. In other words, if you have a $10,000 advertising budget and you scatter that amongst a whole bunch of TV stations, a whole bunch of radio stations, and the newspaper in your town, folks that are just casual users are only going to have the possibility to see or hear your advertisement once at most. However, if you take that same $10,000 and you block out an entire night's worth of television, you buy every TV spot from, say, 8 to 10 at night for that $10,000, everybody watching that channel is guaranteed to see your message at a repeated frequency. So use concentration of force. Now, that's if you spend money on advertising. And if you don't have the dollars to spend on advertising or you have an extremely limited ad budget, the very best thing you can do, Dr. Welland, to the other folks on the call, is to go after this enormous and quite often unlimited amount of free media and marketing exposure you can get. You just have to know how to work the system. And Will, and by the way, I wanted to congratulate you, you know, on those outstanding appearances. And the radio station you were on in Miami, KIS, KISS is a huge country station down there. They have an enormous listenership of several hundred thousand folks at any given time. The Bohannon Show, again, over 400 radio stations across the country. And the big rock station in Providence, Rhode Island, number one radio station for men in Providence, which is a top 50 market. You, by doing those three free radio interviews, saved over $500,000 in marketing. So good job.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun. Well, and that kind of leads into, so when we start looking at getting publicity or on these radio shows and things like that, you know, we want to begin to think about how do we do that, because like when I first started talking to you, I'll admit I was naive about this because I hadn't really done it. So you know, when we look at like a CNN or like you said, Fox News or any of these, or the radio stations, all of us drive, listen to radio. What are some of the things that these media outlets and stuff are looking for when they're considering bringing people on?
What are they looking for? Well, let me give you some very specific things that all of these media outlets are looking for. One is they're looking for energy. And that's what I hear more and more from national network television producers down to the guy at the local radio station. And by the way, we just had a guest here in Washington, D.C. last week who did the Fox News Channel. And, you know, I was right there with him in the green room, and the producer said, you know, we need you to be very energetic when you're on the air. The temptation is, when you know a lot about a subject, to be very academic and very professorial. And what happens when you're in the media, Will, is you come across very bookwormish when you do that, and like the little kid who has the scotch tape in the center of his glasses and the pocket protector. You don't want to be the head of the geek squad. You want to be energetic and passionate about whatever you're talking about, whatever your cause is, whatever your subject of expertise is. The next thing that media outlets are looking for is topicality. They want to talk to you about something that is important to the masses. And, Will, of course, as you know, when you did the Jim Bohannon Show, we talked a lot about what would cause some of these young Hollywood folks to go down the wrong path. So they're looking for topicality. And if I were to boil down the last element, I would use two words, unique and compelling. They're looking for a unique point of view whenever you do a radio, television, or print interview, something that everybody else isn't saying, so unique. And it has to be a compelling point of view. If your point of view is that the best music in the world is one-armed banjo pickers from Wisconsin, well, there's a limited amount of audience that will be compelled to that argument. So unique and compelling are the two words I'd use. And, you know, last but not least, and I think you did a nice job of this when you were on the air, Will, you need to have fun with it. Have a good time. Do it and enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, then I guess the next question I would ask would be, how do you begin to pitch the media in order to get some of these interviews?
Great question. And by the way, will we have time, Will, for folks to ask questions of their own as the call goes on?
Yes.
All right, very good. So, folks, if you're listening in and you think of a specific question that you'd like to ask, jot it down, and we'll give you some time at the end of the call, and you can ask anything. We're waiving our consulting fee tonight because we love working with Dr. Will. I guess that if I were starting out in the business of pitching myself to the media, the first thing I would do is narrow down, as I said, the list of persuadables, even in terms of the media outlets that you're going after. And you've got, you know, newspaper, you've got television, you've got the internet, you have radio, satellite radio, high-definition radio. So really, the choices are limitless. You know, for example, Will, there are over 12,000, almost now 13,000 radio stations alone in America. So you've got plenty to choose from, and you want to pick cities, and then radio formats, for example, if you do radio, that would be relevant to persuadables, to folks that you might be able to get to do business with you. And, Will, I'll tell you, I suggest to a lot of folks that haven't done this before that of all that media, the first one that I would try to pitch, now not to the exclusion of the others, mind you, but the first one I would try to pitch is radio. And that's because radio guys have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of content to fill. You know, typical radio morning show, for example, is 4 to 5 hours long, and they're on 5 days a week, so they've got 20 to 25 hours of programming to fill, whereas a television show is 30 to 60 minutes, and once you put the commercials in, that whacks it down that much more. So it's much easier to get on radio than in any of the other media. The other great thing about radio is that those radio folks are only too happy to give you a free plug. You know, I was listening to your interviews, and all of the hosts, all three of them, were more than happy to do the plugs for you. They let you give your own website, and they would even give it for you. And so they're more than willing to do that. Whereas if you're interviewed by a newspaper reporter, quite often they won't let you give your website or your contact information. So I would, you know, be very strategic and surgical in picking the right media for persuadables. And then how do you pitch? Well, you go after one particular media. I would suggest radio. And if you've never done it before, Will, the person at the media that you most often go for is the producer of that particular show. Did that answer the question for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and what would be the most important thing that these producers are looking for their guests? You kind of went over some of that, but
along with the energy and the topicality, they're looking for some kind of credentialing. And again, that's why I think that folks that are hypnotists are traditionally great guests in the media, because you're credentialed in something that can take on an awful lot of topical angles. You, in many cases, have written books, and boy, if you've written a book on anything, even if it's self-published, the media feels much more comfortable in talking to you. It's like an enhanced business card. It's like credentialing. And of course, there is that air of mysticism and show business and entertainment value that inherently comes with being a hypnotist. And let me give you a couple of examples of ways that you could pitch as a hypnotist. You could, because you always want to look for a topical angle. The media always goes after that. So, you know, just in this year alone, for example, in January, there was a huge upset in the Super Bowl this year. And you could do a pitch to male-targeted radio stations and TV stations and print outlets about how the New York Giants, did they use hypnosis to win against the New England Patriots? You know, was there some mind control involved in there? Did they psych out their opponent? You know, for Valentine's Day, there's the whole angle of getting inside the mind of the opposite sex. So you look for those topical angles. Right now, as you mentioned earlier, Will, I'm here in the world's media capital, Washington, D.C., where it's politics 24/7, and if anybody knows how to do subconscious reprogramming and hypnosis, it's these political folks. So you could do expert analysis of which of these candidates is the best at influencing their audiences. So always look for that topical angle, and that will increase your chances of getting in the media inherently. And again, remember, this is all free media coverage.
Great. And when you mentioned credentials, like almost all the people on the call are certified by either the National Guild, and all my NLP people, which are on this call, are certified
Good.
By the National Federation. And
that's great.
And would things like if they've written articles for the Hypnosis Journal or our journal for NLP, would that kind of background help?
Oh, absolutely. You know, any of that kind of stuff can help. When you pitch a producer, you want to have sort of at your ready some type of press kit. And we recommend that our folks have both a hard copy press kit and also an electronic press kit that they can send over. And those articles can be a big part of it to flesh out and give you some background. Generally speaking, in that press kit, what you need to have, Will, is a short bio on yourself, a one-sheet media alert or a press release that tells the media person exactly why you want to be interviewed. And of course, those support materials, like the articles, only help to credential you out as somebody that is an expert in that field. You know, our client that we told you about that did the Fox News Channel last week has written a book, and you'll get a kick out of this. He's written a book about the mining industry, but his background is with NASA. So when this gentleman was in D.C. last week, it's when that space satellite was being shot down. So he was able to be positioned as a former NASA rocket scientist who could comment on this satellite being shot out of orbit, and he got 3 days of national press on the Fox News Channel. And keep in mind, this guy had nothing to do with, and my client had nothing to do with the actual shooting down of that satellite. And in fact, he's been retired from NASA for over 10 years. But by positioning him correctly, we're able to get him that national publicity. And in the course of those interviews, they flashed up the cover of his new book on the mining industry and listed him underneath as the author and the name of that book. So it's all about, you know, working the angles that the media are really interested in.
Right. Well, that kind of reminds me of when those of us, every once in a while, you flip over to CNN, they have Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and
yep.
He actually got started by doing some interviews, the way I understand it.
Yep, that's exactly right. And now he is the medical correspondent for CNN. I just spoke with a doctor yesterday who had attended our media training here in Washington, D.C., and we'll talk about that a little later, this three-day workshop where we bring people in and show them really how to make this work. But this young lady doctor was telling me that Dr. Gupta, in his background, he was a specialist in only one field, and of course, on CNN, he talks about everything from the sniffles on up. So you can certainly broaden your horizons and talk about a whole variety of subjects and just look for, the slightest thread to tie it back to what your real level of expertise is. And, of course, we teach you as well how to redirect those conversations to talk about what you really want to talk about, which at the end of the day, the most important thing you're doing in these interviews, Will, as you know, is to get your name and the name of your website out there so that folks will come after you and visit you online.
Right. That's like I remember when the war first started and all the network TV shows and radio stations were trying to find military experts.
Sure.
And they were dragging people out. You know, I mean, of course you have your generals, but they had everybody. But I remember there were a few on Fox News and CNN giving the name of their security company,
yep.
Or their, and I thought, oh, okay, so that's the type of stuff we're doing. Okay.
That's exactly right. And that's very much the angle. And, I do want to stress to the folks on the call that you can't go on national television or local radio or be interviewed in the print and overtly turn this into a commercial. That's advertising. You got to pay for that. But what you can do is very conversationally and subtly in the course of your phone calls with the media or your on-camera interviews, work the name of your company into the conversation. So, for example, Will, if you were interviewing me tonight and you were to say, well, Burke, you've worked with an awful lot of national New York Times best-selling authors. Tell me how you got started in that. Well, my answer to you would be, well, Will, I'm glad you asked. Here at AllenMediaStrategies.com, we're very excited to work with a variety of New York Times number one best-selling authors, and many of them find us by visiting our website, AllenMediaStrategies.com. You'd be amazed at how many folks just are surfing around and they come across the Allen Media Strategies website during their surfing. So you're working in very conversationally into the conversation.
Well, and like you stressed earlier, the radio guys, they plug it for you, it seems like.
That's an amazing thing.
The two I did, and even Jim Bohannon, and then I remember before Christmas when I was in Asia, I did that call from Asia.
Right.
And the guy kept giving the name of my book and the website, and we sold a bunch of books.
Yeah, that's the outstanding thing. Those guys are more than happy to give you the plugs when you do radio. And another cool thing about radio, by the way, Will, is that you can do those interviews from the comfort of your own home, in your pajamas if you want. Whereas in television, there are hair and makeup issues, and quite often there are travel issues. I have a client that does the Today Show, Good Morning America, quite a bit. He lives in Oakland, California, and he'll have to fly all the way across the country the night before come into the studio at the crack of dawn, get made up, get his hair done. He's on camera for 3 minutes, and then he flies all the way back across the country. He's happy to do it. It's fantastic national publicity, but he also can do 10 telephone interviews with radio stations from right there in his study without ever having to leave. I've got a guy that we've done some work with who lives in Santa Barbara, and he does lots of morning shows here on the East Coast, Will, morning radio talk shows. And, you know, the telephone will ring at his house at 4 a.m., and he'll roll over in bed in his pajamas, do his 10-minute interview. He's got it down to a science now. Go back to sleep, and the orders roll in on his website while he's sleeping. It's a great thing if you can make money while you're asleep.
Right. And when you're talking about, like, radio interviews, since every radio, I mean, all of us that live in here in the States, all our cities, besides the big radio stations, most of us have local stations. Is that the type of media maybe we should approach first?
You know, that's a great question, and there are different schools of thought on that, but I will tell you that, in my opinion, if you've not done a whole ton of media before, absolutely, you start with your local radio station. And if you live in a small town, that's fine. The great thing about these small town radio stations, first of all, is that you're not going to be under this intense scrutiny and pressure to perform as if you were in a major market where, you know, you'll only get one chance, and if you blow it, they'll never ask you back again. In a small market, quite often, the local radio station is just as tickled as can be to have any sort of guest on the air. And you're not fighting the big national celebrities like you will in a major city. And quite often in those small markets, frankly, the interviewers are less seasoned. So you might get some really bad, really weak interviewers when you do these interviews. And now you may ask me, well, why is that a good thing to get a poor interviewer? Well, here's why. When you do an interview with somebody who's not as seasoned, you, if you've got a little bit of media coaching and training, can actually guide that interview all the way through and really dominate it and lead them along. You know, I've had our clients, after we've given them our media training, go on and do an interview in a small market, and the guy will just open up the interview and say, well, Will Horton, what do you want to talk about? And then, you know, Will Horton goes for 20 minutes, and the guy puts his feet up and drinks his coffee, and you just dominate that interview all the way through. So absolutely, I would start with your local mom-and-pop radio station. Less gatekeepers, less competition, and a great chance for you to practice and become really strong, and then move it on up to the big time.
Well, and like you said, they have hours to fill.
Yep.
Didn't your lovely, beautiful wife get started by doing some radio interviews when she had her practice out west and end up having her own little radio show?
She did, yeah, you're right. And, you know, she picked up a lot of it by osmosis. You know, it's kind of like the Hillary Clinton campaign, where she's running a lot on experience by spending all those years in the White House with her husband. Christie says she spent a lot of years around a broadcasting professional. And at the time, you know, I've worked with companies like CBS and Bonneville and these major market radio stations. And so she, in television stations, she was approached as a medical professional and as a hypnotist to do one on-camera interview at a TV station, and she did. And, you know, she's an attractive lady, and her phone started to ring from that one on-camera TV interview. So then she picked up the phone, called the local country station there in Salt Lake City, and they had her come in to talk about how to lose weight and stop smoking through hypnosis. And the phones just exploded with people wanting free advice, and she freely gave it during those interviews. You know, you want to give away as much as you can. The more you give away, the more people want to do business with you. And this was prior, you know, the use of websites a whole lot. She just gave a phone number out, and she kept her very, very busy in her own hypnosis practice right there in Salt Lake City, just by doing a regular morning show interview once a week, once every couple of weeks with this radio morning show. And it was a win-win for everybody. Morning show loved it because she came in with great energy, nice bubbly attitude, and some interesting content. Their listeners loved it because a huge number of people want to stop smoking and want to lose weight, and so it was a win on all sides.
All right. Well, since we're all certified by, like, the Guild plus the NFNLP and some other places, is there any special trainings or qualifications needed to become a media guest?
Well, you guys have, and ladies, have all already done the smart first thing. You've gone out and gotten some credentialing. The media feels more comfortable when they talk to somebody that has credentialing in whatever the topic is. You mentioned the ex-military, retired military folks during wartime, or doctors who get asked medical questions, attorneys who get asked legal questions. You guys are credentialed, and you're the experts there. The other thing that I would recommend for each of your folks is that, you know, once you get those interviews, and we can show you how to get them, but once you get them, you want to make sure that you knock them out of the park. So you should get some sort of media training. And a lot of that you can do for free. You don't got to spend a dime on it. You need to research these shows before you go on the air. You know, go to the station website, look for audio of those shows, read about the DJs to find out what they're all about so that you're prepared whenever you go on the air. That'll help you do really well. Send them a list of sample questions. Each of our clients, and this is a great free tip, each of our clients has a list of sample questions that are submitted to the interviewer. And, gosh, 85-90% of the time, the interviewer will read right down that list of sample questions. So then you're always talking about a subject that you're comfortable with, and you can give really funny, interesting, well-formed answers. So that'll help a whole bunch. And the other thing that I would recommend is that you do some sort of media training. I mentioned earlier in the call, Will, and you're going to come up and join us for this March 28th, 29th, and 30th here in Washington. Our clients and a few select guests will be flying into D.C. and will spend 3 days here, a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday, in a state-of-the-art studio facility down by the Pentagon. And over that 3 days, we're going to bring in a national network television interviewer who will interview our folks that are attending on camera and will critique their performance. We'll have a nationally syndicated radio host from XM Satellite Radio who will come in and do the same thing in the radio studio there, where you'll learn how to do these radio interviews both in studio and on the phone. We'll have a photographer come in and do professional headshots with you for your press kit and for your website and make sure to give you the right pointers on what to do and how to pose to bring in maximum results. There's an image consultant to tell you how to dress whenever you're on camera. We'll do hair and makeup to work on that to make sure that that's just perfect. We'll have a web consultant to work with you on your website database capture. And somebody who specializes in public speaking will be there to show you how to turn these media events into great public speaking opportunities. So if you can find some sort of media training like that wherever you live, it could be there's an event like that somewhere close to your hometown, I would certainly advise you to take advantage of it because, you may spend a few thousand dollars doing this media training, but as soon as you come out of there, you'll start booking media interviews, and within the first three or four interviews, you will have liquidated your investment in that media training, and after you've been at it for a month, you'll have multiplied past the amount you've invested many times over. So some sort of media training by a really qualified coach or consultant is worth its weight in gold.
Well, I would attest to that. When I was getting ready to do those two morning shows for the Valentine's Day, remember you and I talked, and we went to their website, and I looked at what kind of shows it was, and one of the shows, of course, was a husband and wife thing, so they were approaching Valentine's Day much differently than the rock station, which was going after the single males. And just that set the tone, and so I was prepared for it. So, and we were ready to go. They asked the same question, but I could slant it. I know the way the hosts were, and I know you gave me the tip that if you can make the host look smart, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You want to make those guys look good too. And you had a great example there, Will. You were on this rock station in Providence, and you got to do your homework, and you got to have a little bit of training. So you need to know if you go on that format of radio station, prepare for the interview to be a sort of PG-13, R-rated type interview, and be ready to mix it up in that way, as opposed to if you go on an adult contemporary radio station, well, their target audience is soccer moms, females from 35 to 54. And so it's a much different presentation and a much different pitch because you're targeting a completely different audience. And, you know, Will, by the way, we put together a very inexpensive piece, a media starter kit with some of the specific tips that we've talked about on this call and a whole bunch of other stuff in written form. And if it's okay with you, later on in the call, we'll offer that to your folks. And I've also got a special surprise for the folks that are interested. I'm going to tell you tonight how to get a free radio interview. So hang in there, even if your energy's flagging, because before we wrap up tonight, I'm going to guarantee everyone on this call an opportunity to get a free radio interview.
Well, that's great. I remember when we talked before, we did a conference call, and isn't there a place people can go that they can look up local radio stations?
There is. Let me give you two websites right now, and I know everyone's not online this evening, but jot these down, and you can check them out later on. The first one for to help you do your research on radio, go to radio-locator.com. Radiolocator.com is a list that was originally done by MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's a list of all the radio stations in the U.S. and U.S. territories. And you can type them in by location, by any city. For example, I know that there was a person from Philadelphia on the call, and if you type in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and right in the homepage of that website, it lists in order every radio station in the Philadelphia listening area. And of course, there are, you know, 75, 80 radio stations there. Breaks down their dial position, whether they're on AM or FM, tells you where they are on the dial on AM or FM, you know, at 97.1 FM, 97.5, 98.1, their call letters, and on each of those radio stations as a website, there's a clickable link that goes right to that radio station. And of course, when you go to the radio station website, there's a whole mountain of information you can find to help you prepare for your interview, you know, up to and including the opportunity on many of those radio station websites to listen live to the show before you ever go on there. So that's a fantastic resource website. And again, cost you nothing just for being on this call tonight, radio-locator.com. And let me send you to one other website, and that is, and I think you'll get a kick out of this, it was designed in part by my wife, who has a hypnosis background. It's our website for the media training weekend. Go to freemediaexpert.com. That's freemediaexpert.com. And when you go to that website, there were some subliminal things that we did, some hypnotic suggestion there. And one of the things that Christy, my wife, recommended is she said, you know, absolutely in a very subtle, subliminal way, sex sells. So rather than just the Media Mastery Weekend, it is now the Media Mastery Exclusive Weekend. And it's very easy at a first glance to subliminally pick up the word sex in there. We have a young lady, Shelley, who was an attendee of this event, who is the model in the photos at the top here. And she looks very, very, in the first photo on the left, sort of plain and dull, and she's being made up. And then you very much see the progression of Shelley with a huge smile on her face as she's preparing for the interview. There's a shot there, a photo in the very top where she's very close to a microphone, and there's certainly a sexual connotation in that photo. And even in the last photo over on the right where she's seated right next to me in that photo in the studio with a huge smile, and we're holding hands, and my arm is around her. So there are all those sort of subliminal messages that have gone along with the marketing in the site, up to and including, by the way, the color scheme. The deep reds have a huge appeal of power, and I'll tell you, the website is done phenomenally. Now, all of that subliminal suggestion wouldn't do a thing without great copy, and the copy on the website was really poured over in a large way to make sure that we explain the event as well as we can and we present it in the best possible light. So you want to, when you look at your own website, you want to make sure that the most important things jump out on that website, and as you plug your website in these interviews, that people who land on the website absolutely know how to go about interacting with you and doing business with you. And that's the last thing I'll point out on this website on freemediaexpert.com is there's a huge button right there on the top right that says click here to enroll now. Make it easy for people to work with you. And perhaps in your own websites, you might want to consider doing a free report or a free white paper on a particular subject, on how to stop smoking or how to lose weight. And you make that free report available to the folks that are listening to you on the radio, because that helps you to capture their database information, and it begins that business relationship with them.
Right. Well, I remember when we talked before, Elsom Eldridge, who some of us know from the National Guild of Hypnotists, said that the information you've given just now with how to get the radio locator and the information on to make sure that exposure or free publicity is nothing if you don't do something with it.
That's correct.
If you go on whether it's a radio station or TV, if you're just the expert, but there's you're just famous, but it's we need to learn how to, and I know I'm always working on that. Tie it back in so they can go to the website or or call for more information, and like you said about the free report.
Oh, you're right, Will. You need to harness that media attention and absolutely take full advantage of it. You need to be sure people can find you. They can do business with you. If you've done a media interview in your local area, the chances of you being asked to speak at the local Rotary Club, the Kiwanis Club, at a convention, a home and garden show even, will grow exponentially, because suddenly it feeds upon itself. You've been on the radio. Oh, yes, that's the lady I heard on the radio. That's a guy I heard on the radio. Let's get that person to do our keynote speech. That's the person I heard on the radio. Let's interact with them on the web. Let's go and place an order. Let's get a copy of their book. Let's find a way to track them down. And if you do a morning radio interview, all the better. That's the highest listened to radio airtime. And what happens quite often with those radio interviews in the morning is that folks will show up at the office and they'll say, "Wow, did you hear what Dr. Will said on the radio this morning? You got to check this out." And they'll go find you on the web and try to capitalize on their association with you. It's that old adage of the water cooler talk. You've given them something that they can come in and impress their coworkers with, because they heard something really cool on the radio. There's a great peer pressure then to check out that guy or gal they heard on the radio this morning.
Well, and not just for building your practice, but you can use this type of stuff to build seminars, because I know you've worked with someone, several of us hypnotists have heard of, a guy named Marshall Silver.
Sure, absolutely.
And I know he does the big seminars and his trainings, and so you can use this type of information for that, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Marshall, I'll tell you, the one thing about him as an Allen Media Strategies client is that he's very, very coachable and very trainable. When he's done radio interviews, major radio interviews, he said, "Hey, listen, can I have you on my instant messenger?" And as the host is asking a question, I'll instant message back an answer for Marshall to give, and he'll spit it out in a very compelling way. And you certainly can't argue with the guy's success. I mean, he has made millions with his personal development workshops and seminars, and he attributes an awful lot of that to his media exposure. The guy's has done the Howard Stern show a number of times, and like him or hate him, Howard Stern has an audience of millions. Yeah, Silver has done the Montel Williams show. He did the old Rosie O'Donnell show, the Roseanne Barr show. He's done the David Letterman show several times. And those kinds of bookings lead to many, many visits to the website and many, many seminar attendees. And the way it all really started with Marshall and I, Will, and I don't know if I've ever told you this story, when I was the manager of the CBS radio station in Las Vegas, we needed someone to do our nighttime radio show. And Marshall came in and was a guest on the morning show. He was so compelling. We said, "We don't have time for you to hypnotize someone." And he said, "Well, that's fine. I'll just give some advice on the air." And folks called in, and he gave great advice on overcoming gambling addictions and sex addictions and addictions to drugs and nicotine and, how to lose weight. And the information he gave and the manner he delivered it was so entertaining and so compelling that I made him our nighttime radio personality on the station. And during that nighttime radio show, he was given the opportunity to plug his live events. And the first one that he did after beginning that radio show, I went out to see what sort of success he would have, and he had 1,900 people in the hotel ballroom. And that was all from these free plugs that he got on the radio. So if you can have almost 2,000 people in the room by doing some radio and free media, by all means, I say go for it.
Oh, I didn't know that story. That's kind of cool.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm even more impressed. Yeah, oh, great. And I know he still works in that, doing a lot of media exposure. And I know the guy I worked with years ago that I wish I would have paid more attention when I was working with him was Kevin Trudeau.
Sure.
Because he's very good at, I do remember he was one of the things you just talked about, whenever he was going to do a radio show or a TV show, he would get all kinds of information on not just what type of show, but on the host. So he became like their best buddy when he was on there. He did that and was for about 3 months. He was on the Danny Bonaducci show in Chicago, three times a week.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Several seminars and sold $1 million worth of programs.
Nope, you're absolutely right. And obviously Kevin has been very, very successful. His company actually contacted us not too awful long ago about working with him, and that may still very well happen, but I'm not sure how much more help we could give Kevin. He's a phenomenal talent. What Kevin does and what we teach our people how to do, Will, is when they attend the Media Mastery Weekend, and the next one's coming up in March, we teach them how to be really good when they get those media interviews. It's a three-step process, really. We show you how to get those media interviews and get them by the bucket load. The second thing we show you how to do is when you do those interviews, you how to knock them out of the park, how to be phenomenal when you're on camera or on the radio or in print so that people want to do business with you. And the third piece is how to harness that media attention that you've received and turn it into dollar bills that go right into your bank account. We show you how to, you know, to really maximize the entire thing. So, you know, when you get a second, poke around on that freemediaexpert.com website and find out more about the event. And you know, Will, I'd love to have any of your folks that can make it to Washington, D.C. on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of March come up and meet them in person. And, of course, you'll be here to go through the training to sharpen your skills.
I'm looking forward to it because I want to do more than that. I'm seeing the results and what it does. And like you said, there's nothing like sitting here in Florida. Like you said, I had an interview in up in Rhode Island. I did that interview in Las Vegas, and then I did the interview in L.A. So it's nice to be able to sit here, drink my Starbucks coffee, and do radio interviews.
Yeah, and never even have to leave the house. And like I said, in many cases, you do those morning show interviews, roll over, go to sleep, and the dollars just come into the website.
And that's what we learn in this. Well, and you said that you had you were going to talk about a different little program you had going. I twisted your arm to put something together for the people.
You do, and I have to tell you, folks that are on the call, Will Horton is the biggest advocate for the folks that he does business with, of probably any of the folks that we partner with, and he's always looking out for you guys. We actually went in and created something for you that is something we don't sell to anyone else, so we don't market to anybody else outside of Will's clientele. It's a very low-cost product to help you sort of dip your toes and get your feet wet in free media and free marketing, and it's called a Media Starter Kit. And the starter kit is just crammed full of information to help you get started with the whole media marketing piece, who to contact, how to contact them, what to say, how to be topical. It's just pages and pages of information. And well, what we did is we went back through our extensive database of information that we've compiled this decade, and we called the best of the best and put it together in one long downloadable PDF document. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to offer that to the folks on the call tonight for $99. $99. Now, I couldn't even begin to put a price tag on this thing because most of our clients, you know, are on retainers for thousands of dollars a month. But $99 for your folks, and here's how they get it. You go to our freemediaexpert.com website, the freemediaexpert.com website. And on the homepage, there's a button that says click here to enroll now. And when you press that click here to enroll now button, it takes you to a page where folks enroll for our Media Mastery training event here in Washington, D.C. Now, of course, we would love to have you come out to our Media Mastery event, and if you're interested in that, then you fill out that information. If you would like the Media Starter Kit, as you scroll down on the page, there's a place for a promotional code, and just give us your contact information, and in the promotional code, put Will Horton, the name Will Horton. And the first 10 folks that do that tonight, not only will they receive the $99 Media Starter Kit, we'll also guarantee each of those folks a free interview on the radio. We'll go out and find one of our clients, and we'll work with you and pitch radio stations around the country until we can find somebody that's willing to have you on the air. And I won't guarantee it'll be in New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, but we'll find a radio station, perhaps in a small market, and we'll get you on the air to do an interview with a station that will be appropriate for your skills. Now, we only have so much time, of course, with our staff, but for the first 10 folks that respond tonight and sign up for that $99 Media Starter Kit, which is worth thousands of dollars on its own, we will guarantee you a free radio interview to go along with it. So again, the way you get that great package is you go to freemediaexpert.com, and where it says click here to enroll, do so. Click on there to enroll. Give us your contact information, and where it says promotional code, put the name Will Horton. We'll get right back to you, and we will get that Media Starter Kit out to you, your free interview, and you are off to the races.
Great. Well, if that's the kit I got, and I think it is, or you updated it, that's it's a great kit. I know I gave, I think he's still on the call, Rich is over in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I was talking to him and told him just a couple of things on it, and I know he got one a radio interview out of it. And that's like secondhand.
See, that's amazing. So and you know, for $99, that radio interview, you know, if you could buy it, they would, I'm sure, have charged you in Port St. Lucie a couple $100, maybe up to $500 to get that interview. So it's already paid for itself. That's fantastic. And there's a spot on there, by the way, to just put your credit card information in. And, you know, Kip, our CFO, will take care of making sure that it is, if you put the Dr. Will Horton thing in the promotional code, make sure it's only the $99. I do want to mention, though, before we open it up to questions, Will, that if any of your folks are really interested in wrestling this whole media beast to the ground and learning how to do what our clients do all the time, and that's get free national publicity and local publicity, and I mean get it by the bucket loads, if you have 3 days clear to come up to this event in Washington on March 28th, 29th, and 30th, man, you're going to learn a lot. It'll be like putting a garden hose in your mouth and turning it on full blast. You know, it's we're going to fill you up, but when you leave there, you'll hit the ground running Monday morning with everything you need to go out and get a ton of free media for your business. And our clients do it every day. You know, they're on CNN. They're on Good Morning America, the Today Show. Dr. Will was on the CBS Westwood One radio network. You can do this. And so if you can get away for those 3 days, we would love to have you come up and join us here in Washington, D.C. And if you need to just dip your toe in the water and see if this whole thing is for you, then our little $99 Media Starter Kit will certainly point you in the right direction. And the first 10 folks who sign up for it tonight will get a free guaranteed radio interview. And we'll even help you set that up on our nickel.
Well, I can guarantee you guys you can do that. And my people on the call know that I don't overmarket my group. If anything, I undermarket it. But I'm looking forward to this because I'm coming up the last one, but I had that training I had to do. So this one I'm coming up because I especially want to work on camera. And
sure.
I look forward to it because you've already coached me in that. And everybody on the call knows I like practical information for practical people. I'm not into theory. I want to know what works. So I'm going to run with it.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that, Will, and you're right. I know because my wife, Christy, is a member of the Guild, that you don't overmarket, and it's an honor to be on the call with your folks tonight. We really like to see people succeed. You know, there are an awful lot of folks that don't even know that you can do this. They don't understand that sort of silver bullet of the whole thing, that these folks that are doing these media interviews, they have an opportunity to really build their business. And there's nothing that would make me happier than to make my wife, Christy, happy as a guild member and see a whole lot of other guild members out there doing radio and television interviews, print interviews all over the country. That'll get me brownie points at home and maybe an extra hot meal once in a while.
There you go. And as we all know, like, we got people calling from all over the country. You know, I can be on a call in L.A. and it can help the local hypnotist.
Oh, yeah. There is very much a residual effect. Sure.
Yeah, I remember when we used to have a stage hypnotist when I had my office in Maryville, Indiana. He did a big show at the big comedy club, which was in the hotel complex right next to my office. Whenever he was in town, my phone would ring.
Isn't that great?
It spills over.
Oh, it does. And there's a great residual effect. You know, you may do an interview on a Wednesday with the stuff you learned in that media starter kit we talked about, and by Friday, you know, somebody will finally get around to everything on their desk and give you a call. So there's definitely an umbrella residual effect to every one of these interviews you do. You know, I just saw a piece with Robert Kiyosaki who talked about how he got started doing these interviews and how it was instrumental in beginning his whole rich dad, poor dad empire. The gentleman that wrote The Road Less Traveled, Scott Peck, his whole goal for years and years was to find a way to do at least one interview a day every day. And one of the best-selling authors that I have right now, New York Times best-selling guy, had told me in the taxi cab in Washington when we were leaving Fox News, I said, you know, I never see you really hustle after the print stuff. And he said, that's because when it comes to book sales and speaking sales, and the TV and the radio, and especially the radio, really are what move the needle. And they have helped this guy have a couple of New York Times bestsellers, and you know, he gets five-figure speaking fees. So it works. I've seen it work, and I'd love to help it work for your folks.
Great. Well, we can.
Now, we've gone a little long here. Do you think we have time to squeeze in some questions with your folks tonight?
Does anybody have any specific questions? Anybody?
And remember to unmute your phone if you've muted it. Will, how do these folks unmute their phones?
Let me look my instructions again. Star 2 muted it. Star 3 should unmute.
Star 3 would unmute,
for those of you
okay.
That muted, if you didn't. And does anybody have any questions? Like Rich over in Port St. Lucie, do you have a question?
Rich, you're on the air.
I'll think of one.
Well, you're the one I was talking about. You got that radio interview just from what we talked about.
Yes, AM station it was, and they recorded it for me. So that's the third actual radio interview I've had.
Hey, congratulations,
Rich. Huh?
No, congratulations. That's fantastic. You know what a lot of our clients do, Rich, since you're now up to four of these things, if you can capture the audio on those, you can actually turn them into a sales product. You know, our client Marshall Silver has done that. He recorded his radio interviews and his radio shows and turned it into a $500 product called Conversations with Marshall Silver.
Really?
So there's an opportunity there.
Cool.
Okay. I'll go through them and see what I can pull out.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations on your success. That's fantastic. You bet. Any other
questions?
Yes, my question is, all right, when you get your name and your website out there, how many times can you get it in there without them making it like a commercial?
That's a great question. It's all about the subtlety in the way that you put it out there. And if it comes across like you're trying to jam it in and it's very obvious and overt, they'll cut you off. But if and hang up on you, and you'll lose that contact. So you've got to really practice the ways to get it into the conversation. And one of the ways that we recommend, by the way, is to use what's called the redirect. And if you follow, and I have to because I live in D.C. politics at all, politicians in the world are best at that. You know, they'll ask them a question, and they'll answer a whole different way. You know, well, you know, I can't tell you that, but what I can tell you is at willhorton.com, here's what we suggest to our clients. You know, use the art of the redirect. Don't overdo it, but look for at least, you know, three opportunities to plug your name and your website while you're on the air.
Okay,
try to get
so
at least three
times.
Of them in every interview.
Now, the other question I would have for you would be, I heard you mention country stations. Which
yes.
ones do you feel are the easiest to get into and the most willing ones? Because I have approached a couple, and I've heard nothing back also.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. What city and state are you in?
I'm in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
In Port St. Lucie, okay. It depends on, in the city that you live in, which radio stations, if you go after radio, are the most listened to for that particular demographic, that particular age group. And down around, you know, Stuart, Port St. Lucie, in that world, you have what's traditionally thought of as a little bit older demographic. So the
right.
AM stations, you know, tend to do better there than they do in some other markets. I know there's a big AM station, a news talk station down there in Fort Pierce, WIRA, that does well. There's a news talker out of Vero Beach that does well.
That's
so you sort of fish where the fish are. You want to
okay.
look at their websites and see which ones have local talk shows and then really pitch those local producers.
Right.
And on music stations, by the way, look for the morning shows first because, generally speaking, those are the shows that we'll have interview guests on. Generally, on music radio stations outside the morning show, it's generally speaking. And in your world, on the FM side, on the music stations, you could go after some of the adult contemporary radio stations, like even as far away as West Palm Beach, the big one, WEAT, Weed FM.
Okay.
Know, yep, they get right into that market, and they have a... you're familiar with that station, obviously.
Yes.
Yep. They
I used
have
to
a,
live
you know,
in West Palm.
Oh, great. They have a huge audience. And right there in Port St. Lucie, WHLG is an adult contemporary station that does real well. It's 101.3 on the dial, and they have a large female audience. So if you pitch them, be sure you go after them with a female-targeted topic.
Okay.
Cool.
Now, the other question, one more.
Sure.
How far... If you're trying to do local things, how far out should you go? 100
miles?
If you're
trying to do a local event that you're promoting?
Yes.
Well, you know, on that that website that we mentioned, radio-locator.com, it'll actually tell you the signal strength of these radio stations in particular and how far out they get and what their city of license is. So,
right.
you know, it depends on the media outlet in particular that and where the event's going to be held. There's a big country station in Stuart at 92.7 FM, I think. And, you know, they are right there in the Treasure Coast, but they have no penetration further south. So
it's
very situational. But that website is invaluable to help you find out all that information.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually been there.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, thanks for your questions. They're all very good.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, this is Sharon Major in Chatham, Illinois. And I was just wondering, I just recently had four radio interviews, and you had mentioned earlier about putting together a press kit. Can you put a copy of those interviews in with press kit?
You sure can. There's no legal reason why you can't do that. And where is Chatham? Is that close to Springfield?
Mm-hmm. It's about 10 minutes south of Springfield.
Oh, I thought so. You know, I worked and consulted with a group of radio stations down there. I remember WDBR was the kid station down there, the top 40 station that we worked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations on your interviews, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can absolutely use those in your press kit. And one of the great things that I would recommend that you do if you get media interviews, whether it be radio or television, is that you capture that audio and then make it a link on your website so that folks can hear what you sound like whenever they come to your website and use the logo of the radio station or TV station. You know, the stations will love that because you're helping to promote them. And folks will get to hear what those interviews sound like if you put the links up on the website. And the other big benefit there is that you can send other media who's considering interviewing you to your website and say, yeah, I've done a bunch of interviews. Here are links to several that are right there on my website. So it sort of helps to push the entire process along.
Okay, great. I'll give that a shot.
All right, congratulations again. And I'll tell you, there are some terrific radio stations down in that part of the state you may want to go after. Of course, in St. Louis, which is not too awful far away from you, there's a huge station, KMOX, that several of our clients have been on, and they see big, big results. And closer to you, WMAY does very well.
Mm-hmm. Actually, WMAY was one of the stations that I was interviewed on.
Atta girl, you're going to the right place.
So, cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. Any other questions?
No, that's it for me.
Hi, this is Sheila in Mississauga.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, I have a question about pay-to-broadcast internet radio stations.
Yes, ma'am.
With regard to you pay for a contract of, say, for 13 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they do a lot of work with you, coaching and helping you put together a package and that sort of thing. Is that kind of thing worth something, you know, for, say, somebody like myself? Now, Will knows me a little bit, so he'll have a bit of an idea there, to be able to get out there?
That's a great question, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch the town and the state that you're in.
I'm actually in Canada.
Oh, you're in Canada. Okay, very good. And you ask a really good question. We get asked this a lot by our clients about these internet radio shows and internet radio stations. You know, with the internet, you can have a show that is potentially heard worldwide. And the trick is to generate enough of an audience to make that worth your while to go about that. Many of our clients use podcast, which is a downloadable audio program that lots of primarily younger folks use so that they can listen to their favorite shows on demand. And people like Sheila Rush Limbaugh, who's a big United States radio host, conservative radio host, sells thousands of his podcasts every month. So can there be some value to doing an internet radio show? Absolutely, if you can generate enough of an audience to support it, and especially if you can find sponsors to offset the cost of that. But it will involve an awful lot of promotion and marketing on your end to generate enough of an audience to do that. The one thing that I would tell you is that, you know, with just a little bit of knowledge and equipment, you can set up your own internet radio show, an internet radio station, without having to pay any fees at all. You just have to do a little extra homework to make that happen. And I would also encourage you along the way to not make that the only thing you do, but to also go after some of the free radio interviews on companies in Canada like Chorus, who you know, you can absolutely generate an awful lot of free interviews and ears to listen to you, many more so than you could with the internet show.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the question. Any other questions,
folks? We've got time for one more.
One more? Okay.
Anyone else have one more question? No? All right. Well, I think they've answered all their questions.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you so much again for having me on, and best of luck to each of you with your careers. And if there's certainly any specific questions that you didn't think of tonight or maybe you were a little too shy to ask on the telephone, let me give folks our phone number here at the office in Washington, D.C., and myself or one of our consultants would be happy to answer those questions. And folks that are friends of Will's or friends of ours, so feel free to call. And the number here 8960, that's 703-589-8960. My personal email address is Burke, and that's B-U-R-K-E, Burke, at Allen, A-L-L-E-N, mediastrategies.com. And I see that 8 of the 10 folks who were interested in those free radio interviews have signed up at freemediaexpert.com, clicking on that Enroll Now button. So we've got a couple of slots left for your first free radio interview and that $99 Media Starter Kit. So come on over and take advantage of that. And hopefully we'll get to meet a couple of you here in Washington, D.C. at the end of March for our Media Mastery Weekend. And, of course, all the details are on freemediaexpert.com.
And I can tell everybody that your office number is on my speed dial on my cell phone.
And we always love to hear from you, Will.
So I'd like to thank you for joining us here on our conference call, and we're doing these at least once a month. This week we got two. Fit them in for this month because I got lazy and didn't do them when I should. but we're doing this, so I'd like to thank Burke for sharing with us. You've given great information, like how to do this, and like I said, I'm an advocate, and I think Rich over there in Port St. Lucie has gotten some good stuff off this just via distance. So, again, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure. And, folks, just get out there and do it. You can do this. Absolutely. Anyone can. And if you need extra help, we can show you how. But just get out there and go get some free media and take full advantage of it.
All right. Everyone have a good night, and we shall talk to you later.
Thanks, all. Have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Anyone still on?
This conference is no longer being recorded.